Sir, excuse me. I need to speak with you. Not now, Kurt. I waved a hand at my second in command without looking up from my laptop. But sir, I'm too fucking busy. The council wants this report by tomorrow. I growled, glaring at the screen. Cole, I really think you need to hear this. His use of my first name made me look up at last. Kurt's very good about keeping things professional. I'm his pack master, and he treats me with respect. The first name never comes out until things get serious. What is it? I asked. Kurt took a deep breath. It's about Delilah. She's... He stopped talking, seeming to be at a loss for words. What about Delilah? I asked warily. My little sister is a pain in my ass, and I wondered what the hell she'd gotten up to this time. Lately, it seemed like she was always in trouble. Last month, she'd gotten a speeding ticket I had to take care of. The month before that, she got into an MLM, and I had to extract her before she sank every cent in her savings account into worthless yoga clothes she was supposed to resell to women even more gullible than she was. The month before that, she was arrested for protesting against animal cruelty, even though she's deathly afraid of dogs. She and some friends from PETA staged a sit-in at a local medical testing facility, and when she got arrested, guess who had to bail her out? That's right, me. The big brother. The one who's always there to fish her out when she swims out too deep. The thing is, I'm not even really her brother. Not by blood, anyway. Though in a very real and important way, I'm as much her sibling as if we'd been born to the same parents. If that sounds contradictory, well, it is. Let me explain. Delilah, or just Lila, which is what I call her when she's not being a pain in my ass, came into our family when she was 11 and I was 17. Her parents were part of our pack. They had both been killed in a burglary attempt gone wrong, and she had nowhere to go. My dad was the packmaster, a title I have since inherited from him, and he felt a deep sense of responsibility to our pack members. Also, my mom had always wanted a little girl, so we took her in. I was a teenager at the time, which meant I wasn't thinking of anyone but myself. I was out of the house more than I was in it, so I told myself I didn't care about my new little sister. But there's something about Delilah. She just sucks you in. She has this curly, strawberry blonde hair that's always all over the place, and this cute little nose with freckles right across the bridge of it. Also, she has these big, mismatched eyes, one blue and one gold, which means she's got royal blood somewhere in her family tree. Probably one of her grandparents or great-grandparents slept with one of the first wolves, and that one golden eye is the result. Anyway, I remember one of the first nights we had her in the house. Her room was right beside mine, and I was trying to get to sleep when I heard her crying. Not bawling, you understand. It was just this quiet sobbing that tore at my heart. Even though I was a selfish little fuckwit back then, my new little sister's misery affected me. I waited for a while to see if my mom would come and comfort her, then remembered that my parents were both out at a pack meeting that night, so it was up to me. I've never been much good with kids, but I couldn't just lay there. I think I had some vague idea that maybe I'd offer her a glass of water and she'd drink it and go back to sleep or something. I don't know. I went into her room and saw she was curled on her side in a ball with just her long curly hair sticking out from under the covers. She was the picture of misery, huddled up like that with those low, choked sobs shaking her little body. I felt my heart go out to her, even though I wanted to be annoyed that she was keeping me from getting to sleep.